Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another one of our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I've been reading recently from a number of health websites that more and more people are taking vitamin supplements, and many people seem to be taking them on a regular basis too. But Elizabeth, should we be taking supplements routinely?
It's a very interesting point you're making, Toby, because obviously in the light of the potential shortages of certain fresh produce in supermarkets, people are asking that very question. Clearly, changing to other more prevalent fruits and vegetables, that will mean you're still getting the nutrition you need.
So do we actually need supplements?
Yes and no, apart from vitamin D that I'll explain about later. If, say, you're growing your own vegetables in your garden or allotment and eating the produce that's in season, that's important. And in fact, eating a good proportion of the produce raw, then yes, you'll be doing very well from a nutritional point of view. Eating imported fresh produce rather than homegrown, that may result in less nutritional value in these foods.
You said that eating a proportion of fresh product raw might be the best way. Why is that so?
Well, if you take vitamin C, for example, if you boil your fruit and vegetables, then what's happening is you're destroying the vitamin C in the foods, but you can regain the nutritional value by, in fact, consuming the liquids it's boiled in. Steaming, microwaving, that's probably better in terms of retaining the nutritional content.
So what about people who are vegan then?
Very good point, Toby. If you're vegan, you need to be supplementing certainly with vitamin B12. Now, that's the vitamin that's found in meat, fish, eggs, dairy products, all foods that are shunned in a vegan diet. Vitamin B12 is an important factor in the production of red blood cells, keeps the nervous system healthy. Symptoms of B12 deficiency include excessive tiredness, lack of energy, muscle weakness, and even memory problems. It's a very important vitamin.
You mentioned vitamin D as a possible exception. So even if you are eating a very good diet, you may well need to have vitamin D supplements?
Yes, I think government guidance is that everyone should be taking a vitamin D supplement during the winter. And if you're someone that's largely indoors, even in the summer, and then yes, please take a supplement, since the main way you get vitamin D is from the sun on your skin. Even on those crisp, sunny days, unless the sun is high enough in the sky, you actually don't make vitamin D on any exposed skin. And as you travel north in the UK, the times available to get enough sunshine diminish. It's really between April and October. Now, one easy way of determining if you're making vitamin D on exposed skin is if your shadow is shorter than yourself. That's an interesting one.
And if you are taking vitamin D supplements, there are different types and different strengths, aren't there?
Yes, so first of all, you should be taking cholecalciferol rather than ergocalciferol. That's vitamin D3 rather than D2 because of the way it's handled in the body. As far as the dose is concerned, governments over the UK suggest 400 international units, that's 10 micrograms. In my opinion, it's just too low a dose, since that's the amount that's recommended for babies. There will be those who are having vitamin D prescribed by their doctor, either with calcium or on its own. Many will be taking 1,000 or 2,000 international units, which, except in certain circumstances, that will be safe. It's good to check, though, with a health professional about what supplements you may or may not need. It's a really vast subject and very specific to individuals.
Finally, Elizabeth, what about supplements for eye conditions such as age-related macular degeneration? Do supplements help with eye conditions?
Well, the macula in this particular disease state, that's the area at the back of the eye, which, as the name suggests, can degenerate with age. Now, it can do so at different speeds. And the person usually notices, first of all, a deterioration in their central vision. I found one research study from 2017 in a peer-reviewed journal. The researchers looked at supplements containing lutein, zeaxanthin, vitamin C, beta-carotene and zinc. Now, that combination was found to slow down the progression. We are not talking about proof regarding prevention, but certainly slowing down. They also found it was a combination of the nutrients that had an effect rather than individual substances. Now, they also didn't look at safety, but I'm reasonably comfortable suggesting the products on the market who have a diagnosis for those people. It's worthwhile taking these. Please ask your pharmacist or optometrist for advice.
And I suspect people can also contact the Macular Society for advice as well. Elizabeth, if people would maybe like to contact you and ask for some advice, where's the best place for people to go to find you?
All the W is newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby.